This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I'm joined by Dr. Cinda Ajrud-Driss, neuromuscular neurologist and director of the Lois and Solya ALS Clinic. Welcome. It's very nice to have you join me today.
Thank you, Beyonce, for having me.
So we are talking about ALS. May is designated as ALS Awareness Month, and this is quite alarming, but every 90 minutes, someone is diagnosed with ALS. For our listeners, Dr. Driss, what is ALS?
So ALS, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, is a neurodegenerative disease, just like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, that affects the nerve cells that in the brain or the spinal cord that control voluntary movement. ALS causes progressive weakness, difficulty in speech, swallowing, and breathing. And unfortunately, it causes paralysis and ultimately death. This is very different from patient to patient, but on average, from the onset of the disease, patient may live with the disease for 2 to 5 years.
Wow. And what are some of the challenges, Dr. Driss, faced by patients who are diagnosed with ALS, and how can loved ones support them during this time?
I think one of the most common theme that my patient complain about is really adapting to this forever changing the disease. Every day brings on new challenges, and adapting to this is difficult. Of course, patients do not have to navigate the ALS journey by themselves. And we are fortunate at the Les Turner ALS Center at Northwestern Medicine to be working very, very closely with the Les Turner ALS Foundation, which is actually the longest organization dedicated to ALS in the country. Through their patient support services, they offer support to patient and family so they could navigate the journey with them and they don't have to do it by themselves.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm joined by Dr. Cinda Ajrud-Driss, neuromuscular neurologist and director of the Lois and Solya ALS Clinic. Dr. Driss, what treatment options are available to manage ALS symptoms at Northwestern Medicine and how do these help improve quality of life?
We have many, many tools in our toolbox to help the symptoms of this disease. When, as I said, patients attend multidisciplinary clinic, they see multiple healthcare provider who each one of them are going to focus on a separate symptom. So we have pills, we have treatments, we have adaptive devices, there are physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, dietitian available to combat weight loss. So the patient is really taken care of by multiple area of the disease. When put together, these will kind of slow down the progression of the disease and also help the quality of life.
And what does the current state of ALS research look like at Northwestern Medicine?
So at Northwestern Medicine, we are involved in two types of research. So one is called clinical research, when it focuses on the patient, either through the conduct of clinical trial, expanded access programs, or the conduct of registry studies that are actually very, very important to help us understand how ALS develops, but most importantly, to really collect biofluids so it can help research for biomarker. And biomarkers are important to diagnose ALS early, to follow how the disease progresses, and really to give us the tool to conduct better clinical trials. And then the other aspect of research is basic science research, was done in the basic science labs. These are research that is really dedicated on understanding what causes ALS and also trying to find new treatment that could be brought to the clinic and tried in clinical trials.
Have there been any strides in clinical trials or ALS research that can give listeners hope today?
Oh, absolutely. The FDA approved the first treatment for genetic ALS due to SOD1 gene. And even though this is a very, very rare condition, it actually gives us a lot of hope and really catalyzed research in ALS because it showed us that we can treat ALS. So this treatment given to these patients early in their disease does help to slow down the progression tremendously. And in certain patients have actually shown improvement of symptoms. So we're very, very encouraged by this breakthrough. We know that all we need is new tools to conquer this disease.
Dr. Cinda Ajrud-Driss, neuromuscular neurologist and director of the Lois and Solya ALS Clinic at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for joining me and giving us more info to make us aware of ALS.
Thank you, Beyonce.
I'm Beyonce Fox, and this is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine.